Jesus on that cross of Calvary, every single curse, every single negative word that principalities and powers would hold against us, finished. Hallelujah. We would echo that voice of Jesus on the cross. Hallelujah. We are free in Jesus, and we intend to live in our freedom. Heard that principalities and powers, we intend to live in that freedom. Jesus is born. The Son shall set you free. You shall be free indeed. Hallelujah.
Thanks, Lord. You are the one who frees. You are the one who gives life.
Holy, you are the one. Blessed are you, Jesus Christ.
Hosanna, Hosanna.
We are your people. We are your family. I just sent some Psalm 51:10. Create in us a pure heart, O God, and you a new steadfast spirit within us. The sense I got was building on the dry bone scene, which Jonathan was talking about right at the beginning. In actually, the Lord's asking us to examine ourselves during this period when perhaps we've got more time than we thought we had. Well, we definitely have got more time than we thought we had. So I just get the sense of the Lord saying to us, examine ourselves and renew our spirit and really have something to build on for the next little while.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Are there any more senses from anyone that you'd like to share before we have one final song? Thank you. Thank you.
I just had Isaiah 54 come to mind, verses 10. Though the mountains be shaken and the hills be removed, yet my unfailing love for you will not be shaken, nor my covenant of peace be removed, says the Lord, who has compassion on you.
I had a sense of the Lord's intent to deeply refresh us, to pour out on us his life-giving waters, to wash from us all the stress, all the things we've been through, and to set us free, to bring us to a place of freedom, the freedom of the children of God in the time to come.
For the mighty one, with higher than the heavens, comes to be very close to each one of you. He comes to be close to each one of us. He is our Father. He loves us very dearly. He wants us to call upon him at all times, but especially when he seems distant to us. Call on his name, for he indeed is very close. And when you feel you do not have the strength to call on him, look to him. For he will give you strength. He is your strength. He is your Father. He loves you tenderly. Never doubt his love. Never doubt his care. Never doubt his concern for your welfare, his concern for your needs. The Lord loves you and the Lord is faithful. Call upon him at all times. He will answer you.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we delight in you. Lord, we commit ourselves to you. Lord, we entrust ourselves to you. You are our God. You are our Father.
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you for your love. We thank you, Lord, that you want to deeply refresh us. You want to wash us from all the stress. Lord, you want to encourage us. Lord, you want to encourage us that your unfailing love will not be shaken. You will not depart from us. Lord, we just thank you that even if we feel weak, you are strong and you can provide us with all we need. So, Lord, we thank you once again for the encouraging words you bring to us, for the encouragement and for the grace that you pour upon our lives, Lord. We just thank you for speaking to us once again. And we pray this and thank you all in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Please take a seat if you're not already sitting. We're now going to hear from Dan. This is our end of year chat from our senior leader and reflection. And after that, we will have time for prayer. So if you do have anything you want us to pray for, please just pop it down on the chat and I'll add that to the list.